What do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Hey, this is WWE Hall of Famer Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to a Couple of Haters podcast. What a rush.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Couple Haters Podcast. And today we'll just be arguing, I guess, about Marvel and DC.
Before we get started, you know, I got to give a quick shout out to the wonderful people at Double Take Comics for giving us the lovely shout outs on Twitter. And also those wonderful people at Darby Pop for shouting us out on Facebook and Twitter. Good looks, people.
We appreciate all of the publicity.
And their information to their pages will be in the description below.
Yes, indeed.
So give them a look.
So, yeah.
Marvel versus DC.
It's really not much to talk about.
So what's going wrong? What's going right?
There's really nothing going right with I was going to say Gotham. Nothing going right with DC, man.
Movie-wise, there's nothing going right. That's my argument. There's nothing movie-wise. They're all messed up. I don't care what anyone says.
All right, let's put it in categories. Let's start with movies.
I saw the trailer for Wonder Woman. I'm not impressed. It doesn't look like anything special.
She looks amazing.
No, don't.
She's okay.
What? The thing is with...
You said she was hot.
She's hot, but she's not like, oh my God, she's in this movie.
The thing is with DC movies, they don't do origins. They start you off in a random movie and say, oh yeah, here's the intro. Now we're going to give you an origin movie. Makes no sense. They're going the wrong route. Like, look, they're going to put Flash and Cyborg and all these guys in Justice League, and then give them origin movies.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that if you're Marvel, because Marvel did that with Black Panther, and it was amazing.
But Black Panther were introduced the right way, though. They didn't just say, oh, yeah, we're going to put you in many fight scenes, and then, hey, we're going to give you the origin story, how you got your powers.
Yeah, he was just...
It's going to start off from when he left Civil War.
Oh, yeah, but that means they're shitty. Yeah. DC's shitty.
Yeah, DC just doesn't know how to do it.
And their movies are too long, and they cut too much out.
And also, Doctor Strange comes out in, what, 2-3 weeks?
November 4th.
Day one?
Definitely
seen that. You never come day one.
Because I never get invited.
Yeah, you have. I invited you to Civil War.
He did.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I went with like 50
people.
That was
last minute, though. It
wasn't last minute.
No, I got invited. I got invited the day of you bought the tickets.
No, because we were talking about it. I was like, I'm thinking about coming home. I might be able to go.
I don't remember.
We're all here, so.
I'm brainwashed. I don't remember. I'll go day one.
Day one, yeah, I'm there, bro.
That's strange.
Wait, we talking about Thursday midnight or we talking about Friday?
We're talking about whatever. Thursday at 7 p.m.
I thought you were going to say
a.m. They don't do midnight anymore.
I'm going to say, slow it down, brother. Slow it down.
They realize.
IMAX.
IMAX. Yeah, that's the IMAX movie. It's going to be visual.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good movie.
I don't think I have watched any Marvel movie that's not in IMAX.
Really?
Yeah, because all of them I watch in IMAX.
Not me.
I feel like you got to watch this one in 3D, though. And I hate 3D movies, but I feel like this is a 3D
Yeah,
movie.
I watched...
But we don't know how much of that movie is actually going to be...
It's Doctor Strange.
From
all
what
that,
I was seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, probably. I'll see it in 3D. I mean,
I would.
I'm not seeing Justice League, though. That's for sure.
No.
I am not going to see that.
These are the movies you watch on bootleg, on those bootleg websites.
DC?
Which is what I'm going to do. I did that with Batman vs. Superman.
I did that too, thanks to you. Thanks to you.
And I did it with Suicide Squad. Yeah, because you're an idiot.
I gave them the money.
To sit there for, what, 2.5
hours?
You
know what's funny? I was getting drunk in there, too. Like, I went to Alamo Draft House, the one we went to before.
Oh, the fucking deserted one?
Yeah.
That's a deserted movie theater?
No, the outside looks just fucking deserted.
Shit looks like in the middle of nowhere.
It's like I was just getting drinks and drinks because I couldn't take it. Like, it was so bad. I was like,
I have to be drunk.
What is
it with DC? The movie comes out on Blu-ray and all that, and extra 40 to an hour. Like, what? Why you cut this out much out to put it on Blu-ray?
The first 2 hours weren't good. You think I want to see another hour of bad fucking movie?
They should just cut out all that dialogue between Batman and Superman.
I will never forgive them for Batman vs. Superman. When homie was flying in the beginning of the movie.
He's still talking about that?
Never.
Oh my God.
Never.
You know what's funny? I don't even remember that part.
I don't either.
Ben Affleck was flying.
Well, he's Batman. Let him fly.
Yeah, okay. Only good thing that ever came out of DC was the Batman trilogy. Both trilogies. Fuck it. Both of them.
The first trilogy, I would say it was more of a two-parter. Batman Returns. Because the third one sucked.
Yeah, but forever? No, it did not suck when we were little. It sucks now.
Even as a child, I wasn't a fan of Batman Returns.
Returns?
No, I wasn't a fan. Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
That was good.
You know what it was? It was Penguin that drew me off.
It was kind of slow, though. That movie was slow. But it was good.
But I can still watch it right now and be like, not bad. Not bad.
But that fucking animated it wasn't animated, but Arnold Schwarzenegger and them.
Oh my God. The third one. That was Batman Forever.
That shit was so bad.
Oh, my God.
But when we were little, it was so good.
Jim Carrey made that movie.
Uma Thurman.
Dude, I was like, this is so good. I probably saw it like 5 times when I was little.
Jim Carrey as a Riddler was good.
I tried to watch it last year. Oh, my.
You know what's crazy? Robin Williams was supposed to either play. I remember he was saying he was cast to play either Joker or Riddler in Batman. They just both times said no.
I could see him playing the Riddler.
I could see him playing Joker.
Jim Carrey, for what the character was, did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did, for what it was worth, it was
and just, he made that movie, because other than
Who was Batman at that time, Val Kilmer, or was it George Clooney?
I think it was Clooney.
Clooney.
Worst Batman ever.
No.
I
Clooney. The other one. Who was the one after him?
The one after Clooney?
Yeah.
Kilmer,
that was bad.
But Clooney, do you want to know how bad Clooney was as Batman? He got banned from Comic-Cons, because that's how bad his Batman was. George Clooney was banned from Comic-Con.
That's sad, but I think the one after him was worse.
Worst villain? Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Arnold, worst villain.
Arnold's definitely the worst villain.
I think
villain.
Their version of Bane was just awful, too.
Oh, that was shitty.
Which Bane? Are we talking about the one from
back then.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Poison Ivy's henchman.
Yeah. Like, they didn't use him for anything in that movie.
No, he wasn't strong.
The second trilogy, I wasn't a fan of the first one. The second one.
Wait, what?
The second trilogy.
Christian Bale?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the first one. The first one didn't.
Batman Begins?
I wasn't a fan.
I wasn't a fan of that one either. But it was still real good.
I remember when we went to the movies, so we had like the big argument. Everyone was saying, this is the... No, stop it. Wasn't the best one.
Dude, I feel like that whole trilogy was...
The second and the third one were amazing.
Yeah. Especially Heath Ledger's Joker. That was...
Yeah.
He's up there.
But, yeah...
The second and third one, I think, is like the best superhero movies.
Bane on the second trilogy was played perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? You didn't need to have all that toxin going
to... Character development, everything.
Yeah.
Everything was great.
And to think Christian Bale was bitching because he wasn't the main character in his own movies. Bale.
Stop it.
It's like, dude, like, give it a rest, bro. You're not doing any other movies.
Didn't Alfred get more playing time sometimes than Batman?
But if you're not making a lot of movies, why are you complaining? Like,
that's true.
It's not like he's a hot commodity. Like, let's get Christian Bale. He needs to be in this movie. He hasn't done a movie since.
I remember, The Dark Knight Returns, they wanted Hugh Jackman to play Batman. Because Christian Bale was talking about walking out the third one. I don't know how much sense that would have made, but...
It wouldn't. He wouldn't have done it.
Christian Bale was bitching.
He thought about it, but he changed his mind.
But I consider him the best Batman.
Who?
Christian. Batman, not Bruce Wayne.
That's still. He's a whole different Batman, though.
I'm trying to think. It's a toss-up between him and Michael Keaton. You got to give it to...
I think Mike Keaton was better. Bruce Wayne?
Like, movie-wise, those two at the top. But TV-wise, Adam West.
Well, that's... Movie-wise, I would tie them up.
Yeah.
It all depends on which, I guess, version of Batman / Bruce Wayne you like.
But.
And Michael Keaton, he was, like, soft-spoken.
You know what's funny, though?
But you know, he went into, like, his Joker. I mean, not Joker. He went into his Beetlejuice screaming scene when he got shot. Like, shoot me! Shoot me!
It's a tie. I give it a tie.
The funny thing is, you would think, because Clooney's so cocky and shit, he would have been the best Bruce Wayne. He wasn't.
He wasn't.
It was the script, man. That whole movie was just bad. Sometimes you can't put it on the actor. It was just a bad script.
But Clooney could have been the Downey Jr.
I read rumors on the internet. Yes, I love the internet. Where Tim Burton was supposed to write the original Batman 3. Marlon Wayans was going to play Robin, and the main villain I think was going to be Eddie Murphy.
Marlon got fucked over for a lot of good roles.
Yeah, he
was always... I don't know why. I don't think he's a good actor. But
he's just funny.
He was always up for something
he's
good.
He's funny, though. But he's out of all the Wayne brothers, he's easily the funniest one.
He's the best Wayne brother.
Yeah.
If he's in a movie, I'll watch it. If it's any other one, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I would not watch Sean in a movie because he's not funny at all.
He's the worst one, sorry.
But yeah. Any other brothers?
One. Nah, the other one.
Fuck, Damon is funny.
I don't like Damon. Damon is hilarious.
My Wife and Kids, it's great.
You don't?
That show was okay. Oh, it was no, God. It was a good show.
Yeah, all right.
But there's times where I watch it now, I'm just like, he's just so over the top. He and
is.
It's annoying.
He is over the top.
That's why I don't watch this show, Lethal Weapon, because he's in it. I'm like, I'm not watching.
Yeah, I've watched, was it the first two episodes? I haven't watched since. I don't know why. It's just like it throws me off a little.
Really?
It's not.
I gotta give it a chance.
It's like it doesn't mix from when you think of Danny Glover and Mel Gibson as Murtaugh and Riggs. It's like more.
Do they have the same name, Murtaugh and Riggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not watching that shit. Mm. Especially with Damon. Is no.
Talking about Fox.
Fox, yeah.
That's the only good thing to come out of DC is Gotham.
Not really.
Dude, Gotham's one of the
best shows, say, because I know the comments will come out your mouth. You said it the last time.
What?
When I said about Flash and Arrow being good shows. They're not freaking, what is it, gay porn? Men in spandex?
All right.
They're good shows. They're
I won't
good
say shows. They're gay porn.
Compared to what other freaking they're doing with movies, it's better. I'd rather watch their TV shows than watch their movies.
Their shows should match up with their movies.
It should, character-wise. Like, yeah. Have the same guy who's playing Barry Allen play him in the movie.
If you want fans to spend that money.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I don't even care if they switch the characters with DC because DC's fucked up.
But no, I care if they switch
keep the storyline going.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't switch the characters.
No, they shouldn't. But you gotta. One of them has to stay the same.
Because think about it. What is it? When we watch Agents and Shields, the same people that play in Marvel movies are playing the characters on the
show. Yeah, and the story for the shows match up to every movie.
And yeah, it's like one big continuation.
Like the show's doing the whole fucking Accord signings.
Mm-hmm. The moment, season three when they started? They just started talking about the Accords and went from there.
They still talk about the Accords.
And they still talk about Civil War right after.
See, that's the thing that's different. I would never, ever invest my time in a CW show that is DC again. After Smallville, the whole time they're hinting at a movie at the end.
Antoine and his Smallville.
The whole time.
That's your only argument against DC when it comes to TV shows.
Because that was a waste of, 11 years?
Yeah, 11 years wasted. And then they just cast this other guy that did Superman Returns.
And they don't even keep the story going.
And that shit was so bad.
Listen.
Y'all remember that movie?
I try not to.
Oh my. I didn't see it, so that's how we go. If it ain't
Lex
Christopher
was just
Reeve
walking around with kryptonite in his hand,
if it ain't
man.
Christopher Reeve playing the blue and red Superman, I don't want to watch it. I don't care.
Christopher Reeve sucked, dude.
No, don't go there.
I'm not a fan of Superman, so listen, I saw no Superman.
Christopher
movie.
Reeve sucked. He had
the
no,
first one. It was a good movie.
He wasn't.
But look at the time back then, though. All
right, that's true. Yeah, you got to think about it. Okay, but the old Batman was better than him.
Well, Batman's Batman.
Yeah,
Superman should be Superman.
Superman, I hate Superman.
But you gotta think about it, though. When you talk about DC, everyone's gonna say Batman. No one's gonna think. They're gonna think Superman second. They're
but
not
you
gonna
would think that the fucking character that has all the powers.
Yeah,
should
Superman
be the
is supposed to be their flagship character.
And is Batman.
He's not.
Batman.
It is a guy with no power.
The Tony Stark of the DC universe. But
even though Tony Stark is that now, but Tony Stark wasn't that before.
I'm going to put it like this.
Robert Downey Jr. is the flagship.
Any legitimate DC fan is going to tell you that every character that DC has made, Marvel has copied right after.
But that's with anything, though, man. Like
when they Justice League was first, then came the Avengers.
But what's better?
Batman was first, then came Iron Man.
That's even, I think.
What's better?
Captain America was first, then came Superman.
I don't think those match up. I would say Captain Marvel.
But they can match up as in the whole, what he said just a couple of minutes ago, the flagship.
Yeah. Look, even if these Marvel copies shit from DC, Marvel's doing it way better.
And the best one, I know you're going to like this one, Deathstroke, a.k.a. Deadpool.
And Deadpool's way better.
And Deadpool was supposed to be a joke.
That's the sad part. Yeah. They took your character, turned him into a joke.
And he's the most popular character right now in Marvel.
Yeah. Took a while, but then again, they never promoted Deadpool to be like, oh, look at the new guy. It was just like, oh, Deathstroke.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to sell. It was supposed to be just a joke to DC.
Yeah.
Because all the lawsuits DC always do to Marvel, so.
I just don't get these disillusioned DC fans that believe that DC is somehow better.
It's like in anything, like sports or anything. There's your fanboys. That's all it is.
Bro, we have We have Spider-Man. We have Iron Man.
But if Marvel was fucking up, I think we would be like, yeah, Marvel.
Yeah, we'll be on the same boat saying the same thing.
I don't think so, because these characters are way better.
No, but that's if they were fucking up constantly, like DC. We'd be like, all right, DC has like, it down
let's
pat,
say,
Marvel
like,
don't.
Before they did Avengers, if, let's say they messed up on Captain America, they messed up on Iron Man, we would have been trashing those movies.
I mean,
movies.
They did mess up on Captain America. Captain America sucked.
The first one was...
Wait, the first one sucked first or all one, of them sucked?
The first one sucked.
The first one. But it sucked a little bit.
See, the thing is, you gotta say it was the origin story, so nothing big was gonna happen.
Yeah, but it was a bad movie.
But at least...
Winter Soldier was, I still Winter think, Soldier, it's one of the best Marvel
least,
movies.
Top three.
At least they didn't mess up on Red Skull.
No, they didn't.
They didn't mess up on that, but I would say not the best, average.
Alright, so that's one Captain America movie that's bad, but Winter Soldier is probably top three, I mean, like
we,
Antoine
we talk,
said.
And we talk Iron Man. Iron Man 2?
I like what? 2 and 3, though.
With Whiplash?
Whiplash was 2. 2.
Yeah.
Iron Man 1 changed the game.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like all superhero movies.
And it was funny, his movie was the one that led to the whole Avengers starting up.
And you gotta think about it. When DC saw that, like whoever's in charge over there, they're probably like, fuck. Like, this is good.
And think about it, Marvel Studios is gonna end up getting freaking Fantastic Four and X-Men.
But, yeah, they're working with Fox now. They're trying to work with Fox.
It's gonna happen. Fantastic Four will get better movies. Exactly. We won't bash them no more.
I doubt they're talking about X-Men, because that's their bread and butter in Fox.
They need to bring X-Men, because they need to bring one of their main X-Men characters into the Avengers.
Yeah, you know how we probably would have a different conversation right now? Is if DC would have got Robert Downey Jr. to play Batman before
anything
Oh
my God,
started.
Imagine him as a Bruce Wayne.
I think they still would have fucked it up.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he made the character, though. I think the movie wasn't as good as we think it was, and I think Robert Downey Jr. was that good.
No, you're right, but I think if Robert was down in DC, they would have fucked it up somehow.
That made his career relevant again.
Yeah,
definitely did.
Speaking of Iron Man 3, Iron Man 3 sucked.
I don't think so. I was pissed
I'm
with...
I'm trying to remember the main... That was
he
the
made
one,
it great.
No, the fucking... The villain. What was his name again?
The Mariner.
Mandarin.
Yeah, Mandarin.
I was about to say the Mandarin.
Oh my God, that was like the worst thing they could have done.
They fucked that up.
When I heard Mandarin was going to be the villain, I thought in my head clicked right away. Doctor Strange, oh, it's going to be an appearance, but nope.
And then the powers that these guys had, what was it called?
I forgot.
Fuck.
I know what you're talking about.
But they had a whole animated series.
Yeah.
The anime.
Come on, when they get injected, they get too angry, they blow up.
Yeah.
I forgot what
was
it was
that
called.
On Netflix? Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
It was on Netflix.
That storyline on the anime was
Extremis?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And they fucked that up in the movie.
They did.
I was like, this is going to be crazy because the anime was sick.
But who would have thought, honestly, Avengers with all these, what we call egos, would have worked in that movie?
Because they love their roles. They all love the characters
Marvel
they're
keeps
doing.
Everybody happy.
You know what's funny? Marvel Studios, we're talking about rejuvenating careers, Chris Evans. Because he was a trash Human Torch.
Chris Evans. I don't think he was a bad
I
Human Torch.
Like him as Human
think
Torch.
So.
I didn't like him
okay.
as Human Torch.
I think he was a great Human Torch.
I mean, the cockiness was there because that's what the character is. But
the
it
cast
was, just...
was good. They messed up when they tried to make this chick.
Jessica Alba?
Jessica Alba seemed like a supermodel and they were making her look like crazy good. Which is, I mean, obviously it's a good thing, but it just took away from the characters.
Yeah.
They were trying to make her
ruined
the focus.
One of my favorite villains, Doctor Doom and Galactus.
They were good though, man.
Oh, the new one killed Doctor Doom.
Oh
like,
my
that's
god!
That's not, we don't even need to talk about the new one because that doesn't count.
The new one has such a good cast though, and they fucked
they
it
do.
Up.
What's the guy who was playing Human Torch doing now? 2K.
Well, Michael B. Jordan doing everything, every fucking one.
But the thing is, if Marvel gets Fantastic Four, they're not going to do an origin story. They're like,
no, they're not going to reboot it. They're
we're just
gonna
we just want one or two characters right now for this movie. And then at
if
some
they
point,
get the rights to.
They're not going
to
get the rights.
No. I'm talking about if they get the right to use them in their movies, the Illuminati storyline will be used.
Oh yeah, of course.
If they use that story,
they need Richards.
Yeah.
And that'd be a good.
And all you need now is Richards and Submariner, and that's it.
But they don't even need to use Submariner.
I don't know it. You gotta explain it.
The Illuminati story. It's the prelude to what Planet Hawk. They send Hawk to outer space.
But he's already there, though. It'd be a little... They would have to do that immediately.
Yeah. It would be confusing they did it now. But I'm saying it couldn't just start it off. Just ignore the Planet Hawk thing. That's what Hawk is going to do now anyway.
Yeah.
And just just do the Illuminati story, but they all have the six power gems.
Oh, they have them?
They, each one has one. Like, Richards has the mind gem. One has the power. One has the time. One has space. And one has reality. They all have one gem, and they're all scattered across the world. So you can't get all of them at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And there's, like, a secret group that no other Marvel hero knows about.
But that wouldn't happen in a movie, though. Like, they're all over the world. They'll probably all be in New York, but...
Or they just scatter. I mean, they can all be near, but just scattered the gems. Yeah.
Because they're all not going to be in a fucking different
planet. That'd be a good thing to end Infinity War, too.
I mean, that'd be kind of hard since the gems are all over the galaxy right now.
Well, yeah, that's why you wait until after they beat Thanos.
Yeah, after, because remember, Thanos is going to get the gems.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that.
Freaking I have a Thanos. Feeling Avengers 1 is going to be talk.
Oh, it's going to
piss
God.
Everyone
a
off.
A lot of talk.
Yeah, you're going to have... everyone coming in,
but for us we would love it, but the people that don't know the story, you're gonna be like, oh,
all
they
the
did
people
was
that
talk.
Just go to the movies just to watch it.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, all they did was talk. I'm like, did you not pay attention to the talk?
It's
like,
funny when I go to certain movies, like when crazy. I what was it when Thanos first appeared in the movie,
yeah, I had someone
and
ask
like
me
when the
that.
Credits were, it was like, who is that? Because I got mad hyped. The people were like, who is that guy? I was like, it's Thanos. She was like, but what does he do? I was like, oh, you're gonna see, because it's all
yeah,
over
those
it's
people,
game over.
Those people are gonna hate the first Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
In a second, it's just going to, we're all going to know. Part two is going to be crazy.
You know when the Guardians of the Galaxy show, people's going to be like, why are they in this movie?
Yeah. And they're going to bring people that no one's seen because they plan on using, what, like Daredevil and all them.
Their main goal was that they, what's the rumor, 67 characters?
66, I believe.
Yeah, 66 but characters not, spread out in two movies.
Yeah, but they say it's all not going to be heroes, though.
Then they're going to use not sub-names like Cloak and Dagger, freaking... not big names.
Everyone in those two movies are gonna, they played a role in one of the TV shows or a movie.
I can't wait.
So there's gonna be a few Agents
Smooth
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Smooth looks
characters.
A little lost. Smooth.
I can't wait. No, I know.
I can see the whole wait. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast in it though.
Oh man, when Coulson shows his face again,
he has to before that movie.
Everyone's, you know, they're gonna be like, wait a minute, I thought you was dead.
Yeah.
Wait, they're gonna missing have a to hand. Show. You're missing a hand. What's
but
going on?
I want his whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
To show up. They have to show the whole crew.
You know Ghost Rider's going to be in it.
You just want Daisy.
Well, she's a big character in the storylines, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it right. Like, they're building it up.
That's one thing they're doing.
But you haven't seen an episode of it.
I'll watch that.
Dude, you have to.
No. Just go to straight to season 3.
No, I watched the first 5 episodes.
Of season 1, yes.
Season 1 wasn't the greatest thing. It took too long.
Yeah, it's taking too long.
Oh, man, he doesn't know he's messing with Ghost Rider storyline right now.
Ghost Rider storyline is on point.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Marvel Studios, again, for fixing that character. Nicolas Cage, you ruined him. Damn
I thought
you.
Those movies were good.
What?
Oh, my God.
Nicolas Cage?
Are you kidding
me? No, I thought the first one was good.
Even worse.
I didn't think the second one. No, I thought the second one was hot garbage.
Nicolas Cage is by far the worst actor in a Marvel movie.
Well, I was about to say, whoa.
Ever.
You watch that. Nicolas Cage is a great actor.
No, in Marvel movies, he sucks.
But all he did was Ghost Rider.
No, but and look what he did to Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Made him awesome.
Made him trash. Blackheart. That was the worst villain ever.
That was Fox, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Another middle finger goes to Fox on
Fox
making a horrible...
Fox only got one movie right, and that's because they had no say in Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. Because the director and the writers was like, no, we're going by material. We're not going
that's
by
the only
what
reason why that one
do.
Was good, because Fox just said, here's the money, have fun.
No, but there was stories that the director said, they said, oh, cut this out,
oh,
cut
yeah,
this out.
Compared to X-Men shit, where they have input on what goes on,
oh my God.
They didn't have no real input in Deadpool.
Oh, how do you guys God. Think Logan's going to be?
I need a Deadpool cameo.
It's rated R, so that's going to make it good.
I need a Deadpool cameo.
He's
if
not going to be
no,
in
I'm
it.
Saying if it's the last Wolverine movie, I just need one Deadpool cameo.
If they didn't want him in Deadpool, they're not going to put Deadpool in Wolverine.
I mean, they might have to now since they saw how much the ratings went up.
They didn't
That's
think
a lot
Deadpool
of money.
Was going to make that much money. Remember, they thought it was going
to
flop.
Yeah, I mean, they only gave him like $50 million to make the fucking movie. It was like, that's shitting on a fucking producer. Like, oh, this is what you're making your movie with. Like, really? $50 million? I mean, they could throw him in there because he's going to be with Cable, so they could... it's going to sound stupid, but time travel.
I mean, you can just do one small... You don't even need a whole scene. Just 2 minutes, and then that could be like an ending scene. Like, he could just come out, you know, he's always breaking the fourth wall. Just say, oh, Deadpool 2 coming out next year, and then just click.
And Ryan Reynolds will do it for cheap, too, because he basically did the movie for free.
Yeah. I mean, it is the end. Like, Wolverine could have, like, a big-ass battle and be like, I need my boy.
Call him up. They got to find a way to introduce the new Wolverine in a movie. You just can't start him out like, oh, hey, here's your solo film. Or you're going to play a big part in the X-Men. They're going to have to replace him sooner or later. Can't keep making unless X-Men movies without Wolverine. Unless you
do the comic version, do the death of Logan.
They're not going to kill Wolverine off. He's the only reason why X-Men is still relevant.
Yep.
Yeah, you have a point. Yeah, you have a point.
Everyone saw the last X-Men movie because, oh, Wolverine's in it. Even though he was only in the end.
But... have you seen the Apocalypse one? I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Too long?
No.
It was decent.
It was better than Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, you can't compare it to that. That's
Psylocke was actually good. I was surprised. Yeah, Psylocke was real good. They kept her traditional.
I didn't like how it was different, though. Like, I feel like when they got those powers from Apocalypse, they're supposed to get older and, like, be stronger. They were just, like, regular.
I just don't like how he looks, though.
No, he looks terrible, but...
Like, I'm like, they make him look shit. Galactus was a dust cloud. I still can't get over that, how he was a dust cloud.
Did we go together to see that movie?
No, we didn't.
Hmm. Anyway. Fucking... Oh,
freaking wasn't... Lawrence Fishburne was Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer wasn't bad, though.
Was, I mean, for what they had to do with it.
When they chased him through New York, that shit was hot.
Yeah, that was cool.
I can't complain. It's just Fantastic Four is so much potential.
I would love to see what Marvel can do with Fantastic Four.
You know what? Honestly, I think if they want to really start them off again on the right tracks.
Do a Netflix show.
Exactly. Just do it like that. And it works.
I like, from what I've seen, Punisher's show is not going to be an origin story.
No.
The origin story is already in Daredevil.
But that's him talking about it. Like, they could have just done a whole season of how he was.
You know, it'll probably be some flashbacks here and there.
Like Arrow.
But I love the fact they're not completely starting over. It's picking up right after.
Which is good.
People were complaining about him having a love interest, though.
Who? Punisher?
Yeah.
What, in the Daredevil season?
No, that chick. She's in Punisher.
Yeah, but she's with fucking Murdoch, so.
Kind of.
Which chick?
The white chick.
Yeah, the secretary.
Oh, the redhead chick.
No. I just finished watching the whole season.
She's blonde.
Oh, okay. Now
I just finished the season today. I forgot her name already. But, I don't know if he's going to have love interest in her.
That means she's going to die. Anyone that gets associated with Punisher, they die.
Marvel hasn't really killed off anybody in a while.
Not TV show shows.
TV show wise, or are you talking about in general?
In general.
Logan.
Who?
Logan.
Man, Cap should be dead right now.
I mean, they did kill him off and brought him back. I didn't like the way they brought him back. That was stupid.
When they brought him back?
They killed him off, what was it, like, years ago? Like five, six years ago?
What are you talking about?
Captain America?
You have never seen the
comic?
No,
I'm talking about comics. I'm talking about the MCU.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, movies.
I said in general. You said, yeah, in general.
I thought we were talking about movies. Comics, they've been killing everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking Deadpool died.
So you guys remember this is supposed to be why DC horrible, and we have not spoke about DC, and that's because DC sucks. So,
I mean,
you guys got a Marvel episode. Enjoy, motherfucker.
There's really not much to say to DC.
Except their TV shows are good. That's my only thing.
I can't even say the TV shows are good if they don't match with the movies, though.
You don't watch them.
But there's no reason to watch it if it's not going to add up to the movies.
Gotham is great, especially where they're going now.
Look, if you told me these Marvel shows didn't match up with anything, I wouldn't watch them.
I don't think anyone would watch them.
There'd be no point.
Unless you're a fan.
I'm a fan. I still would. I'm like, what's the point of watching this? It means nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely nothing. And I can't wait for the Defenders.
That's what, 2 years, 3 years?
Next year.
Next year?
Because you got Iron Fist, then the Defenders.
And Iron Fist comes out when again?
6 months from now. They said March?
Yeah, Iron Fist is like March 3rd or something.
So then 6 months after that is the Defenders.
I know they had a big Iron Fist and Defenders panels at the con last week.
Yeah? I don't really like them, but...
Those things sold out. Like the bracelet, they give you bracelets for all that stuff. Those things went quick.
I never liked Iron Fist, but I say the same thing about Luke Cage, so...
But at least Iron Fist trailer, it was like a lot of fighting and shit.
Yeah,
so.
Netflix should make me like him.
I mean, they made people like Luke Cage. Yeah.
So who do you think is going to be first to make their appearance in Iron Fist?
I feel Jessica has to come out
first.
Only show one of them. No, you have to show all of them shit because the next one's the Defenders.
Do you really?
Kind of. I mean, you just unless can't, you're gonna waste the first three or four episodes.
Mean, they just, probably will.
Oh god,
you can't because their season's only like 13.
Yeah,
13 then, episodes.
And everyone they binge gotta watches. Show the
how.
What you gonna do? You're gonna have the first three, four episodes of the Defenders. They meet one.
It can in be each two episodes. Luke and, actually, no. Luke and Jessica together.
They're together.
No, Luke and Iron Fist. I think Luke has to be first because they're the main ones together all the
or
time.
Or Shorty White Nurse just calls everybody together.
Yeah, you could do that. Like, oh, I know people. Like, if he needs, like he'd
she
be like,
I
need.
Saying that shit, I know this person. I
yeah,
know.
Like,
she does do that every episode.
Yeah. So she, like, and Iron Fist, end of the season, he'd be like, oh, I need help. And she'll just be like, I know people. And then she like, just makes the calls.
Who do you know?
I fucked two of them.
I know a blind man. I know a super strong
well,
black
dude. Well, she
doesn't
call him blind. She just says, I know a lawyer. She said that every season.
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes, I get you out of jail. I know a lawyer.
Which I felt they should have done that already. You don't even have to show fucking Daredevil. Show the other dude.
They could have just had, like, if you had Luke, they could have just had Luke Cage in, like, one of those interrogation rooms, and you see Daredevil's glasses there. Like, shit, my lawyer just left without his glasses. And they could have just teased it.
Yep.
Just those little things without just mentions.
I mean, they're probably saving all that shit.
Yeah, I'm not questioning what they did.
When it's time for the Defender trailers.
But one of them will show up at the end of Iron Fist.
Think so?
You have to. Because how are you going to start off the season? Like, who's going to start off the Defender season?
Better be Jessica then.
If you show one of them, yeah, even if it's Jessica and Iron Fist, and then you can start off the Defender season with both of them, and then two episodes later, they all...
Which is
kind
of stupid, because they should have started Jessica off in Luke Cage.
They should have. Because you put Luke Cage in like five of her episodes.
The only cameo was there was freaking Rosario Dawson. She was the mainstay in that whole season.
But this Luke Cage was in five or six episodes of Jessica. She should have showed up.
Did they even mention Daredevil? In Jessica Jones, besides Rosario?
No.
She just kept mentioning him, right? Yeah.
Which is what she did in Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of Avenger mentionings in Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah, the whole Battle of New York and all that stuff, yeah.
They mentioned, did they? I think they did mention the Accords, too.
They mentioned Hulk.
Luke Cage. They mentioned Hulk. I think they mentioned the Accords.
They kept mentioning, the registration of superheroes.
Yeah, that's the Accords.
Luke Cage is like, I'm not a superhero. That's what he kept saying. Because everyone says we need a hero, and all that, so he kept saying I'm not a hero. That's when they kept saying, oh, you should be a hero for hire. Taglines his comics and shit.
They're going to do it great. Like, I'm not even worried about how they're going to introduce all of them. I just like to see one of them in Iron Fist.
I feel like they should give us a 20, man. 20 episode.
They should stretch out, because the Defenders is going to be a big thing. They got to stretch that out a little bit.
But they record pretty fast, because they just started doing Iron Fist a couple months ago, and they're done with it already.
Yeah, true.
Like, that shit finished production a week ago.
They did, because they had the whole trailer at Comic-Con. And they show clips they didn't even show on Netflix or...
But they don't take long to record or produce whatever it is.
Before we go, we're going to give a special birthday shout-out to someone special out there. Happy birthday. Here you go. I hope you're happy. Deal with it. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Damn, he can't even say it to his wife. That's fucked up.
Happy birthday, P.
Yes, we love you out here from Couple of Haters Podcast. And also, we're going to put every link in the description below to our lovely friends at Darby Pop Publishing and Double Take Comics. And you know what? We'll see you next time.
Peace.
All right, everyone, thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at podomatic.com. You can find us at couplehaters.podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.